Of course. Okay, we'll get started. Looks like a pretty full house, which is what I anticipated. So let me just start off with a little quote. So this is a quote from actually a member of the press, Simon Beeson. I like the title of his article. It's "One Note to Rule Them All," because that's kind of what our hope is that OneNote becomes kind of that Uber app that everything else kind of gets engulfed in. You know, you can embed Excel, you can print a PowerPoint, you can print a PDF. You know, it's all searchable, it's organized, it's across all your devices. I mean, and that's really the nature of what Satya has brought to Microsoft is the ability to have you know, apps that just work on all different devices, are cloud first, mobile first. And I think that really is what this quote speaks to, is that OneNote is kind of leading the way for Office and Microsoft in general, in a lot of ways, by being that cloud first, mobile first, you know, extensible with the API that's now available, and which I'll show you a little bit today. So there's a lot to look forward to with OneNote, and I think if you look at what OneNote is doing as an app, I think you can kind of extrapolate what some of the other apps will be doing in the future. I mean, we were the first to, you know, to have a Windows Store app on Windows 8 and 8.1. We're going to get deeper integration with Windows 10, which you saw a little bit in the keynote yesterday. A lot of things that we're going to do with OneNote that will be continuously brought to the other applications in the future. So really, in this session, I'll be doing mostly showing you what OneNote can do across different scenarios, devices. Hopefully, you walk out of here with an understanding of, okay, OneNote really is cross-platform, really allows me to do stuff both in my personal life and in my work life. And it's something that hopefully you can bring back to your companies, to your colleagues, to your friends, to your family, and say, hey, you should be using OneNote because you can do everything with it. I mean, if you ever forget something, you should be using OneNote. And then, you know, provide a few valuable tips and tricks for using OneNote. Some of the new API integration is pretty cool. Taking, you know, kind of the developer mindset. I'm not going to dig into the developer piece a whole lot in this session. It's a little bit more end user focused, but there's a ton you can do if you go to dev.office or dev.onenote.com to learn more about the API and the ways that you can integrate with your own applications. And then really think about how OneNote is becoming the framework for everything we do in Office. You know, you can, as I said, take Office applications, embed them in OneNote. All the inking stuff that we're doing across other applications, touch first, that's all happening in OneNote as well. So that's kind of the goal here, and my hope is also that by the end of this, you'll want to go learn more, that I'm not going to give you all the information you need to feel like you're a huge power user of OneNote and ready to go conquer the world, but at least you can go learn more at different places, you know, the first one being OneNote.com. And so really just three pieces today, kind of where we are today with OneNote, demo OneNote at work, at school, at home, and then, you know, look at the OneNote ecosystem, and some of the things that we're doing in that area as well. So this is a little bit about OneNote. There's a lot of stuff on this slide. Some of it you know probably, and some of it you may not. So we recently celebrated our 11-year anniversary this month. So we had a big 10th anniversary last October where we tried to bring together all the stories of folks who had used OneNote. And now, you know, 11 years in, we're still kind of leading the way for Office and having a lot of innovation that'll come forward. And some of those numbers are kind of lowball estimates, but I mean, 100 million active users. And that's connected to OneDrive for Business, Office 365, and you know, over 250 million installed. And that's going to continue to grow. We have really ambitious goals for FY15 and especially FY17. So you should expect to see OneNote in more places, both from a marketing side and from a an end user, you know, discoverability side within the Office and Microsoft ecosystem. So hopefully continue to grow. And really, when we think about who are the target audiences for OneNote, you can't really limit it. I think all of you probably span a bunch of different roles and functions and are using OneNote. There's a few key scenarios, I think, that OneNote really shines, and that's where we're really investing. Students and teachers in education are of utmost importance, especially for this year. We know that, and we've seen that OneNote really shines in that environment where a teacher, and I'll show you a video a little bit later, but a teacher can actually share a OneNote notebook with a class, and each student authors their little piece of that notebook, a section group, that they have permission to. And then the teacher can push out content to those students without worrying about them getting to anything in that notebook that is specifically for the teacher. So it really becomes this framework, like I said, for the entire classroom. But of course, you know, consumer scenarios, you know, keeping track of task lists, recipes, travel notebooks, and then information workers. I mean, many of you probably use OneNote for your work life, and I know I do. I mean, I've been using it through school, and then when I got to Microsoft, I started using it for all my meeting notes, for all of my emails that I wanted to save for later. Everything just ended up in OneNote because it's the easiest way to organize it and search it for later. In terms of across platforms, I mean, this is a long list of different devices that we now have OneNote available as a free app, and that'll continue to grow. I mean, as new devices come out, OneNote will be there. That's the goal. There's the hope is really to have it be, you know, pre-installed on all those different devices. Most of our usage comes from the Windows Phone. Can anyone tell me why the Windows Phone gets most of the usage for OneNote? Anyone know? It's because it's pre-installed, right? I mean, it's pre-installed on Windows Phone, so people are naturally going to click on it and be like, okay, what is this application? And a lot of times they'll start using it, even though, personally, I don't think the Windows Phone version of OneNote is the best. I mean, it'll get better, but it's not the best. Actually, don't tell anyone outside the room I said this, but the iPhone version's better. And we're actually using the iPhone version as a prototype for what we're doing in the next version of the Windows Phone. So look forward to that. In terms of like handwriting inking support, we have that, of course, on Windows Touch devices. Surface Pro 3 being the best experience with the Surface Pen, kind of created as a, you know, way to really leverage the use of OneNote. But Android devices just recently added support for handwriting. And iPad will be coming in the future. I can't give you an exact date, but I will say that our goal is to have it to you by the holidays. So end of calendar year is when the team is targeting. And since the launch of OneNote for Mac, or the time that I started working on OneNote, we had 3 million downloads of OneNote for Mac. And that'll continue to grow, I think, over the next few months, especially as students start getting drawn to it. OneNote Service API also launched on 3.17 with the Mac. And so we've seen a growing ecosystem of partner applications and devices, anything from scanners, Neat scanners, Brother scanners, Doxy scanners, to digital pens, you know, LiveScribe pens, which I'll show you a little bit today. A lot of apps that people use all the time, like Feedly for news aggregation. Gosh, there's a ton of other ones that have just been popping up and we've been in discussions with to really try to build out that ecosystem. Actually, one of my favorites that I'll show you today is IFTTT. How many of you have used IFTTT? You guys are like the smart tech people, you know? It's like, it's always the guys who like know everything about the tech community who use IFTTT because it's like, it automates everything you do, which is awesome. And so OneNote just becomes a piece of that. So when I talked about updates, it's really been a packed few months, and it just shows you how quick the team is able to turn stuff around. So OneNote for Mac, free everywhere, API. Surface Pro 3, OneNote with ClickNote. OneNote for Android in the Amazon App Store. OneNote for Android beta. So we betaed. This is the first time Office has ever done that, done a beta on the Google Plus store. You know, and we got a lot of really good feedback to our India team who was working on that app. And so they were able to really turn around some of the bugs that were in the beta and get it out to a publicly available product not long after. We had OneNote for Mac and iPhone and iPad updates. So added OneDrive for Business support to the Mac not long after we had launched it, just as with consumer OneDrive support, embedded file support, password protected sections, and then the launch of OneNote for Android to the public. So adding that handwriting capabilities and a really kind of modern experience to Android tablets. This was very significant, actually. It's funny, the background on this, too, is we had a guy on the OneNote team, a guy actually came from Google, who worked on the Android Wear app, Microsoft's first wearable application, which is pretty cool in light of other rumblings that are going on right now. The fact that OneNote was on the Android Wear first is, I think, pretty forward-looking for us. And then yesterday, OneNote for Mac, iPhone, iPad updates. I was showing you the blog post earlier. Added SharePoint Server notebook support for the Mac, iOS kind of full integration with the Share extension document picker. So being able to not only add documents to your OneNote notebooks from OneDrive or your desktop, but also being able to grab from Dropbox and iCloud and others. So I kind of started off with this, so I won't spend a ton of time here, but like, does anyone in the audience have any cool OneNote stories they want to share? We can always go back to it later. I always like to do that before I jump into demo. We'll go on. You'll think about it. But really, like, when we think about what OneNote is able to deliver today, it's really about having one place for all your notes. And not only one place, I mean, it's something that's accessible on all your devices. So mobile first, cloud first. I talked to you about all the different devices, and I'll show you that in a second. And then also think about it as flexible. And that's one of the things that I think we've seen in education being so powerful, is that a student who wants to write, you know, by hand, they're able to do that. Who wants to type, they can do that. Who wants to do audio recordings for a Spanish class, they can do that as well. And so that's really where OneNote shines, is that it's got this structure, but it's also flexible. And you know, you have the notebook structure, but you have an unlimited canvas where you can kind of go anywhere. I was presenting earlier on Excel and PowerView, and there's kind of like a limited space for you to add visualizations to. And I was like, we should just be like OneNote, like have an unlimited canvas for you to bring content in, move it around how you want, position it. You know, that's really the beauty of it, is that it's kind of a balance between structure and flexibility. So I'll jump over to demo here. Well, you'll see today there'll be a lot of different devices. Feel free to stop me if you have a question about that particular device, rather than waiting till the end, just because that'll allow me to just answer it really quickly. There we go. So here's my iPhone. I am a Windows Phone user, so don't tell me that I'm not a good Microsoft employee. I have a Windows Phone that I use most of the time, but this is my iPhone I use for demos. So what we'll do first, so this is iPhone running iOS 8. OneNote is really well integrated into it, so you know, if you're in an article like this, and it'll load hopefully. You'll actually be able to turn on OneNote, and then you can send articles from the web directly to OneNote. So that's great. It sends a link directly to your Quick Notes section in your OneNote notebook. So really integrated well with what Apple has done with iOS 8. So what I'll do here is I'll actually jump over to Katie's notebook. I'll be Katie for this demo. If we go to current task, you can just see, you know, she's got a bunch of tasks on her iPhone, easy to kind of check them off, re-up my gym membership, got to get in shape this year, plan the dinner party, update my calendar, doing that, open the bank account for Sam, done all those things. So that's great. So she wakes up in the morning, is able to, you know, just take a look at her task list, check things off, and then know that that task list is available across all different devices. So if I go back, I want to actually start a new notebook that I will kick off a project with my colleague Garth back at the office when I get in this morning. So I'm just going to say create notebook. I'll call this new project. And it'll, so it'll create the notebook from my iPhone. I'm sorry about the turning. And so right there, now I have a notebook all set up. You know, I can start renaming it, like documents, something like that. You know, start editing if I wanted to. I'll just add a title here, financials. That's the most important thing for this project. Go back. And what I'll do is then I can just start sharing that notebook with my colleague. So for me, I'm gonna actually send a view and edit link to my colleague Garth. And you can see it just opens up an email for me to share the link to that notebook. And this is actually stored on my OneDrive. It could be OneDrive for Business as well. So I'll just type in Garth. If I wanted to, I could edit that email, but I'll just send it off to him. We can get started. So now I've created a notebook on my phone, just starting off the day. But now it's all about getting into the office, actually doing some real work, not just sitting on my phone the whole time. So I'm gonna move to another Apple device, a Mac. So we'll switch over. So here we go on the Mac. Shrink this for a second. In a second, you should see this notebook sync. And you'll be able to see that I checked off those items that I needed to do this morning. Good start to the day. Make this a little bigger for you. And now we're going to open up that notebook that we just created on the iPhone. So if we go to Open Notebook, go over to our OneDrive Personal, you can see our new project notebook appears there. And that'll open right up. And so there we go. We're all started. We got our notebook all ready to start working with Garth on. And so what we can do is then, you know, we have some office files that we want to start organizing within the context of this notebook. So, for example, we have a PDF on financials. Just drag and drop that right in there. We'll insert it as a printout because we want to actually be able to look at it in the workbook. But if we want a better view of it, what's great in the Mac is being able to do a quick peek. So there we go. We can take a little bit closer look at it, you know, click through the pages. And then even better, you know, like if we have a budget in Excel, and we'll just call this budget, we can drag and drop that Excel file, that team budget, bring that right in. And then, you know, it attaches the file to the notebook page. But we can also get another quick peek at it and then open it with Excel if we want to. So really easy to just start, like, organizing your life, organizing your documents all within the context of OneNote. And, of course, it's, you know, it could be saved in OneDrive personal. It could be saved on OneDrive for business if you have business documents like this. So really a lot of flexibility there. And now obviously with the recent update, you're able to actually open OneNote notebooks also from SharePoint. So I'll show you, if you go here to add a service, you can see SharePoint on-prem is now an option. Well, before it was just OneDrive and OneDrive for business. So now what we'll do, I'll move over to my favorite device, which is, of course, the Surface Pro 3. And I have my article up there. And so what we have here is we have a team notebook that I've started for others on my team, Garth, other, and many others included. And what I want to do here is actually start taking some meeting notes. And so I can go in here. If I want to start a new meeting, what I want to do is insert a page template for that meeting. The other thing that I could do is actually go into Outlook and do one as well. So I'll show you real quick how to do that. I could go in here, go to my calendar. Looks like we're over here on the 29th. What do we have coming up? It looks like we have our presentation with Project Tailspin. We can take some meeting notes. I can share that, share those notes with the meeting occurrence, or take notes on my own. We'll share it with the occurrence. We'll start it in that team notebook under meetings. And we can just send that right off. So there we go. Now we have some meeting notes if we want for that. But right now we're actually going to start a new one. We're going to go for FY15 planning. That's the really important thing right now. And so we're going to go into the Insert tab, and we can choose a few different templates. My favorite is usually using the personal meeting notes. What is nice about this template is that you're able to have tags. How many of you in the room use tags in OneNote? Some sort of tags. It could be just to-dos, like to-do tags. Okay, so maybe an eighth of you? Not very many. So tags are really powerful because what that does is allows you to aggregate specific items that you want to flag for follow-up. So in this case, we have stars, we have checkboxes, and we have questions. And so here we'll call this, it actually inserted another one. We can just go FY15 planning. We'll delete our other one because we duplicated it here. And so I can start adding important items like talk about the financials. And then, of course, like a big part of meeting notes is actually having other people involved, right? So that's where we want to bring Garth in and others in the company and start thinking about adding to these meeting notes. And so what we'll do is we'll open up two different browsers. You can see I have OneNote Online on both Internet Explorer as well as in Chrome. And so we can just open up that FY15 meeting in both of these, and then we can just go party on it, right? So we'll have Katie add looks worrisome. My to-dos, lower overhead costs. And if the Wi-Fi was a little bit better, you'd actually see it immediately. It's important to call out that we don't have presence in OneNote. Like, you can't see the cursor moving around within the OneNote page like you can in Word or Excel online, but you can see who is in that document. So if you click here, you can see four other people are in there. I just have Katie and Garth in there multiple times, but we could see our coworkers working on that. And so we'll have Garth add a question here about where do we want to go for dinner? And so that'll show up there. And then if we want to go back to OneNote, we can see all those edits just coming directly into OneNote Desktop. And, you know, that was pretty quick. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of a delay in the sync, but those showed up fairly quickly, and you're able to see who is adding those different items. You know, if we want to just mouse over Katie, we can see, oh, okay, Katie made those edits, and then Garth made these edits, and when they happened. And so really you can do a lot of really rich co-authoring in a OneNote page like this, and specifically for a meeting purpose, I think is a great scenario for it. So then once we have those tags on that particular meeting, if we want to aggregate across different meetings, we can also do that too. And that's why tags are really important to OneNote. So if we go find tags, you can actually see that all of those different types of tags show up on this right-hand pane. And so if we want to actually create a summary page, maybe to send to our management to say, hey, these are the people involved, these are the items that need to be discussed in terms of FY15 planning. We can just create a summary page, and just like that, we have a summary of all of our different types of items that we've tagged within our OneNote section of meeting notes. So we can just say, summary of meetings. And then if we want, we could, you know, send that summary directly to our manager, you know, just email the page. Now we'll send this to Garth or Garrett. We'll send it to Garrett. Garrett's my manager today. And so really easy to just kind of start from scratch, get a meeting going, co-author with some of your colleagues, and then create a summary of what you've done in those meetings. The other thing I'll show you, and one of my favorite features is, you know, if you're just sitting at your desk with this Surface Pro 3, and you want to take a note, just click the pen. I'll just say, talk to Garrett. Click it again, and it'll save it. And you can have it save either to the Windows Store version of OneNote, the modern version, or the desktop version. You can decide. So you can see that that showed up there. If I want to, I can just... Let's see, my handwriting is very bad, but it actually picked up talk in there. So that's OCR'd text. So just because I wrote it, it was able to be picked up by OneNote. With some of the OCR capabilities, and I'll be able to show you some of the other ways that we're using OCR across other devices as well. So that is a little bit of the Surface Pro 3. Now moving to another Windows device, probably my second favorite device, Windows Phone 8.1. We'll jump over there, and actually I have it connected here, so I can just pull up my projection. And this one's going to require a little bit of audience involvement. I know you guys are a little bit shy right now, so someone who wants to give me a business card. Anyone have a business card and want to be well known throughout the OneNote community? Yeah? We have a guy down here. He's got a bunch of business cards. And actually, you're going to give me a business card, and I'm going to give you something too. Trade you. Okay, cool. The coloring on here might be a little bit difficult, but we'll see what we can do. So one of the great capabilities on the Windows Phone 8.1 is being able to use an application called Office Lens. Anyone used Office Lens before? Yeah, almost more than OneNote. It's a very popular app on the Windows Phone because basically what it does is it allows you to take either hard copy documents or whiteboards or pictures, bring them directly into OneNote. And actually, recently, we've added the capability to not only bring it into OneNote, but bring it into Word and PowerPoint as well. That's actually one of the coolest demos. I'm not going to show that in this session. I'm going to make you come to the one later today where we do, it's called Interactive Storytelling, and I'll be showing off how you can use the Lens to Doc capability with the Office Lens. But for now, let's just get it into OneNote. So what we'll do is use Office Lens here, free app on the Windows Store. And we're just going to try to focus. The lighting in these rooms is not great, so we'll see what we can do. Oh, that looked pretty good, actually. And it got it almost right. It normally tries to crop it exactly to the card, and this one got close, so we just have to correct it a little bit. Just move this out, and ta-da. There we go. That looks pretty good, huh? So we'll save that. So not only does it correct it, what's my friend's name here? Peter Zani. And so, as I said, you can do Word and PowerPoint. We'll actually just check those boxes, and if we have time, we'll jump back to it. And in a second, you'll see that the card shoots right over to OneNote. And so what we can do is just tap it, opens up the native app for Windows Phone, for OneNote. And in a second, it should show up. This is Peter's big moment. And there we go. We got Peter's card in there, which is great. We'll probably want to do some rotation on it at some point. But it's in there, and it's still OCR'd. Even if it's at that angle, it still gets OCR'd. So don't think that just because it's facing down that it won't do it. It actually works fine. I tried it last night. The other thing that I'll do on the Windows Phone that is a really good indication of the direction that we are going with OneNote is Cortana. How many of you have Windows Phone 8.1 and are using Cortana? Okay, actually a number of you. It saved me a number of times, like getting home from work or getting to the airport, to have Cortana kind of remind me, hey, you should probably leave work now. It's also great if you need to remember to take a note. So I'm going to do that right here. And so you can either jump in here and hit the button to do it, or if you're me and you're lazy, you could just hold the search button on the bottom right. Note, talk to Peter.
Saving your note. Here's what I got.
And there we go, right into OneNote. So as long as you say note, it goes into OneNote. And there we go. It also transcribes it.
Note, talk to Peter.
So there you go. We got two quick notes, both one for his business card, one for reminding me to talk to him afterwards to give him more goodies. So there you go. And now if we go over back to OneNote on the Surface, my mouse will work. We'll start seeing those show up. And there we go. We'll actually rotate this. It's a little bit easier to see. Let's rotate it left. There we go. And let's just search on something that's not too hard to remember here. We'll just, let's type project. And so project is OCR'd from the card, able to be searched. Also, we can, of course, search on Peter and be able to find him within the card, him within the note. It's a really great way to be able to capture both audio and, you know, analog world stuff like a business card, bring it into the digital world. And so one of the things that I'll show you now is also the API that powers Office Lens also powers other first-party apps that OneNote is putting out there. And so one of them is the OneNote Clipper. And so if you go to any browser, that's Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, of course, you can clip stuff from the web. So for us, you know, it's getting to the end of the workday, right? And I guess it's lunch for us all here. So we're thinking about food, right? How many of you have had paella yet here in Barcelona? Ooh, you guys got to go out and get some. You got to get some like this, the one that has the shrimp con ojos, you know, with the eyes. That's the best kind. So if you go to allrecipes.com, you can find a nice recipe for it. And this is authentic paella. Let's take another look at this. And you can see the shrimp and chicken and everything. That looks pretty appetizing to me right now. So let's actually clip this recipe for later. What's great is we actually have partnerships with allrecipes.com and a few other recipe sites to be able to take their recipes online, be able to smartly clip them into OneNote. So actually take out the important information that we want to remember about that recipe. We don't really need to know about the coconut oil or the, you know, Halloween sweets and the next season. We don't need to know about that. We just want to know about how do I make this paella back at home when I get back from the conference. So what we'll do is just clip. And you can see there's a native clipper, the OneNote clipper, up in the upper right-hand corner. And if you go to onenote.com/clipper, you can install it on any of your browsers. I just use Chrome here because it's actually a Chrome extension, and we're going to have something very similar for the next version of IE, where you can do a very similar thing and just have it kind of docked onto the browser. And so we'll clip that, and in a second you'll see it says it's saving the page. I'm signed in as Katie Jordan. It knows that I want that into my notebook, and so I click that just to make sure that it went into my notebook, and you'll see that in OneNote Online it will pop up. It's not available yet. You'll see it. It's kind of going through and picking out the most important information. But you can see that the page was added. And so we'll hit enter. And there we go. You can see. And so you can see hashtag recipe. We've tagged it. You get the rating. Number of cups that it makes, the prep time, the cook time, the ingredients, and the steps. No ads whatsoever. And it's only the most important information for you to make that paella, even if you suck at cooking like I do. So we'll go back to OneNote Desktop. And you can just see in a second it will sync back up. And we'll get that paella. There we go. And so now, you know, we've clipped that back at the office on our Surface Pro 3, but we want to actually move over to our Android tablet once we get home and we're doing some cooking, right? So I'm gonna do something a little bit crazy here. And since Android devices don't let you project, or you have to have like specific dongles to do so, I'm actually gonna just use the camera on the Windows phone to show you how I do the inking on the Android. And so you guys can all see that now. And we'll flip over to camera. And so you can see that I have I should probably do it with my other hand because I'm a righty. So you can see I have some docked home screen widgets for current tasks and another recipe. But if I want to go into OneNote, I can see that recipe. I can go to back into my notebook. And you can see the very modern UI here for OneNote on Android. Very similar to what you see actually on a Windows device with the menus that kind of scroll in and out. And so if we go to Katie's notebook, you can see our, this should actually sync. There we go. There's my recipe that I just clipped. What is that? Yeah. Whoops. Is that better? Okay. There we go. Yeah, I just had to flip it. So the image will show up in a second, hopefully. But what you can see is I now have the ingredients, and you know, I'm going through and cooking, and I can start, you know, checking off stuff. I can highlight things that I might need to get at the store. So let's see, mushrooms, green beans. Maybe I'll write a note to myself. I love shrimp. And so there you go. I have some inking on the Android. I can go back. If I want to, you know, I can actually add that one to the home screen as well, next to my other recipe. And you can see it gets added. And so there it is, added to the home screen. If I ever want to get back there, just tap right into it. And so that's a little bit of OneNote across devices and some of the new capabilities that we've brought to each of the different platforms. So I'll switch back to slides here. And so what I showed you was basically this. All of the different devices. The only thing I didn't show you here actually was the iPad and the Android phone. But I didn't want to kind of be duplicative there, because the iPad, very similar to the iPhone, same type of stuff, aside from when we bring inking to the iPad very soon. Android phone, actually the same UI as what we have on the tablet. So it's a little bit cramped, but it actually optimizes quite well when you click on specific pages. You can use inking like on a Samsung Note, one of the new phones with a stylus. You can do inking on there as well. So it's all Android devices that you can do it on. The other one that's not up here is Kindle Fires. They also have OneNote on them. There's a few limitations in terms of which one we can get OneNote installed on because of some, frankly, pretty stupid rules that Amazon has about having a built-in microphone to be able to record audio notes and things like that. I imagine that we'll expand it to all Kindles at some point, at least all the newer generation Kindles. And then also it's on the Fire Phone. So when the Fire Phone released, we also have OneNote on there. But these are kind of the major ones. If you go to OneNote.com, you can get them on all the different devices, or you could go to the app stores and download on there as well. And so this is a little bit of just recap, because we walked through a few of these scenarios. But when we think about like OneNote at work, it's really beyond just taking notes. I mean, obviously the woman shown here is in dire need of taking some digital notes. But it's really more about also just creating and adding content from anywhere. So whether it's clipping articles, meeting notes, and then finding anything and searching it. So like I showed you with Garth and Katie being able to collaborate on that FY15 planning meeting, that's really a key scenario for OneNote to shine. One of the other things to actually think about here as well, and especially on the next slide, is when we think about OneNote and working with Office 365, there's some really cool stuff you can do with permissioning. And that's really what we've capitalized on with the whole idea of OneNote class notebooks in education, is being able to have this OneNote structure that has different permissions by different sections or section groups. We haven't gotten there kind of on a broad basis to say, like, hey, you know, you can create permissions for a section or a page. But I imagine that we will get there at some point where you could have a team notebook with a manager level having access to everything, and having the individual contributor employees having only access to their specific sections that are relevant to them, rather than having to share the entire notebook at that permission level. So we're not quite there yet, but I think in the next 6 to 12 months, we will be where we can create really fine-grained permissions on the notebook level. And really, someone put it best when they said, OneNote could actually become kind of the UI for SharePoint. And it could be. I mean, you really could have the ability to have embedded documents saved in OneNote notebooks, permissioned at those different levels within the notebook section and page levels. And so that's kind of one way to think about OneNote, is kind of becoming that framework for everything that goes on within a team at a company. And obviously, you know, co-authoring team documents is a big one. Managing project deliverables, like we showed there with checkboxes. The other thing I'll call out on that bottom point is that, you know, with the Outlook integration, that's really where you can start setting reminders in OneNote or in Outlook that go into that, you know, play nice together. You know, you set a flag and then be able to check that off, and it shows up in both places. That's really key. I didn't demo that here today, but that's a deeper integration with Office 365 and OneNote. And so, as I said, OneNote in education is really becoming a big area of focus for the team right now, just because we know that there's so much potential to get students, teachers, administrators all using OneNote. How many of you are working in education in the room? I'm just curious. Oh, so a good portion, okay. How many of you have schools that are using OneNote? Not very many. Okay, well, that's why this part is especially interesting to you. Because what I'm going to show you here and talk about is really about how OneNote can be used in the classroom setting. I mean, it's really about organization and efficiency. Teachers and students working together real time, anytime, anywhere, collaboration on group projects. And I'm going to kind of just cut out the explaining it, and you guys can all refer to this. The one thing I'll call out on this slide, though, is some of those links at the bottom. So if you go download the deck, I would go back here, take a look at some of the case studies we have there. The second one is the one I'll show you right now. And the OneNoteForTeachers.com, even if you're not in education, I would go to that site. It's actually goes through both OneNote basic training, OneNote advanced training, all free. Just go there and you can click through and see how teachers are able to use OneNote all on your own. So really becoming a power user. We're probably going to take those trainings and kind of expand them out to different segments. But we focused on teachers first. So take a look at that site. So I'll play this video, and I think it kind of speaks for itself. So I don't need to give too much intro. Whoops.
OneNote allows us to share information, it allows students to collaborate, and also it's a great way to share the information with the students. The notebook creation tool allows the teachers to create a notebook for every student, and the teacher can access the student's work at any point in time.
I link all my student addresses, and immediately after I receive the link, and from there the students basically click and their notebook is up.
I'm able to share my OneNote notebook through the class website, and prior to class, they download those files, and they can take their own notes right on top of the notes that I'm projecting onto the screen.
if I have a kid that's struggling, I can keep their notebook open all the time and keep up with how they're preparing for assessments, doing their homework.
Voy a la página de Oliver Olivia Adam.
OneNote, not only is it used here in the classroom, but at home. And the parents can then engage in the conversation with their students. And that's another wonderful way to communicate.
Hola, me llamo Decker. Tengo 12 años.
For the first time in the 20 years that I've been teaching, I can hear my students at home. They're able to complete the assignment, listen to it, see if they're content with their response, and then I could go home, listen to the particular audio.
Me llamo Decker. Tengo 12 años.
And respond. And I could respond via either typing or writing comments or recording my voice.
OneNote has made me a better teacher because I'm more efficient. I am more present for the students. It's just opened up a lot of ways for me to show up as a teacher.
I see the OneNote creation tool playing a huge part in the future of education. It allows us different ways to learn and to communicate in ways which we haven't been able to before.
Pretty cool stuff, and that's a school that's located not far from Microsoft campus, and so the OneNote team has actually gone over there and kind of worked with them to see how they can use OneNote in the classroom. And so that teacher had been using OneNote for 2 months, that's it, and she started doing the kind of audio recording with their students and being able to listen to it. So really kind of flipping the classroom and doing a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, wasn't possible before. And so the OneNote Class Notebook Creator was the app that we released that you saw in the beginning of that video. And that app, it's an app for SharePoint, Office 365, that an IT admin can provision for all of their users, hopefully all the teachers, so that they can do some of the things that you saw in this video. When we think about what the Class Notebook Creator tool can do, we're also thinking about it in a corporate setting. It probably won't be called the OneNote Class Notebook Creator, but it could be the OneNote Corporate Notebook Creator, OneNote, you know, Business Notebook Creator, something like that, where you can do similar kinds of things as this. So let me walk through kind of what this entails. So the notebook tool creates a content library. So there's an area for handouts, things that a teacher wants students to be able to grab from, you know. Could be assignments that have been scanned into OneNote or printed into OneNote. The students aren't able to edit those documents, but they can take a copy of those documents and put them in their notebooks. Then there's a collaboration space. The collaboration space is really where the teachers and the students can all work together. And they can all work on group projects. They can see each other's, you know, co-authoring happen. They could be on OneNote Online or on any of their different devices and working on that group project. You know, science projects especially, we see students working in that space on. Then there's the student notebooks. So the students then each have their own section group, which is basically, a section group is basically another OneNote notebook within the larger OneNote, you know, class notebook structure. And so the students can only see their notebook. They can't see the notebook of anyone else in the class. But the teachers have visibility into all of this. So really, you kind of have to think about it to wrap your mind around it. But what we've done is really created this permission structure that mirrors what you would see in a classroom. It could be what you would see with a sales manager and field. It could be a team in an enterprise where there's a GM and managers and employees under that, where you want to have those fine-grained permissions. And so this is one of the things that we're thinking about and would love your feedback on as well, because we're thinking through what are the different scenarios where this type of structure could really shine. So I'll spend a few more minutes. I want to make sure we leave time for questions. I'll spend the last few minutes talking about what we're doing with OneNote Partners and the API that we released on 3.17. So some of the things that I talked about with OneNote that kind of apply to both what we're doing with our native applications as well as with our API partner devices and apps. It's really, you know, student note-taking, trip planning, home remodeling, event planning, to-do lists, and then kind of going beyond OneNote, thinking about what can we do with other partners who might do some of these things. So when we think about saving for later, a lot of times saving for later might be that news article that we have on New York Times. It could be, or you know, international news, you know, since we're in Europe. Could be saving a student saving an answer to one of their homework questions for later. It could be any number of things that you just want to bring into OneNote and then organize for later. Going paperless, so scanning receipts, documents into OneNote, hard copy documents, making sure that you don't kill any more trees than need to be killed. Archiving important info, so you know it could be documents you have sitting on your on maybe your device or in the cloud somewhere that you want to just bring in for later. It could be actively reading on ebooks. So it could be this isn't something we have yet, but you know on your Kindle you should be able to highlight a section on your Kindle that you want to remember for later. It should just go to OneNote. So I think that will be coming in not too long. And also blogging platform. So thinking about as you're writing a blog post, what are what's the creative process that you go through to get to that blog post? And so you should be able to collect articles and collect you know, ideas that you want to put into that blog post, be able to put that into OneNote, and then easily be able to kind of regurgitate it into a web platform. And so it's also, you know, thinking through what you can do there with, you know, OneNote and Sway at some point. You know, being able to take all of your multimedia and be able to put that into a really living web page. Similar thing there. So what I'll show you here are just a few of the partner integrations that we have. So this is kind of a hodgepodge of different ones where we have a bunch of different partners all listed on OneNote.com WAC apps. But we're adding more every day, and we'd love to see those of you who are developers to start building OneNote into your applications, you know, having a save to OneNote button that I'll show you in a second. There's great potential. We're talking to partners every day about this. They're all very interested to kind of become part of this, you know, cross-device, cross-platform open movement that OneNote has kind of championed. And I think Office is really following suit as well with the dev.office.com as well. So I'll switch over to 7 again. Oh, well, I'm at it. We'll see if it picked up my handwriting. Oh, good. My handwriting isn't so bad that it doesn't pick it up. So we will go over to here, and we have first call out OneNote.com. Great place. You can just go. Apps. And the other site actually to check out is dev.office or dev.onenote.com, sorry. And so this is where you can get started with the OneNote API. Lots of documentation, code samples, videos, all kinds of stuff to get you going. But what I'll show you here is we now have a partnership with Chegg. Chegg is basically a student hub. You know, they provide a lot of services to students to be able to do better in school. So if you go to Chegg's Q&A product, which is basically where students get their questions answered on homework, we can just go, you know, to dipolarization of water, and in a second, you'll see that there's a OneNote Clip It button that shows up. And so what's cool about that is that type of button, you know, works here in a student scenario, being able to clip an answer to a homework problem. But there could be a Clip It button in any website, in any application. And really, we're trying to make it very easy for developers to do that. So if I hit clipping, save to OneNote, wants me to sign in. I'll just show you, because I can't remember that one. But you'll see that actually if I go into here, into Chegg, you can see I clipped this question directly to OneNote from Chegg. As I said at the beginning, the other thing that you can do is have the flexibility of stuff like IFT. So IFT allows you to create recipes, which are basically, you know, if this happens, then that happens. And so, like, you can see there, these are a bunch of popular OneNote recipes on the OneNote channel. So you can see, send your iPhone screenshots to OneNote. So whenever you take a screenshot, it goes to OneNote. Whenever you send, you know, take a favorite on Pocket, it goes to OneNote. What I've done is added this one, the send articles from New York Times to OneNote. Anything that mentions, and I'll click on it just so you can see. It's going. So you could enter the keywords of articles that you want to remember. So for me, I wanted to remember any article that mentioned Microsoft. So you can see that in my OneNote notebook, I now have a bunch of articles. I just started this recipe last night, and already I'm hearing about Nintendo and Microsoft. I don't know where they mention Microsoft in here, but somewhere in the article they mention Microsoft. It gives me the URL. It gives me the summary. I can even go and open the web page in IE. Oh, well, it wants me to log in, but you get the point. It's basically being able to take that content from really any source, both the web and other applications, send directly to OneNote. Another cool one that is kind of bridging the gap between the physical world and the digital world is LiveScribe. How many of you have ever used the LiveScribe pen? Few of you, actually. Oh, those, it's a pretty small company, but those guys, it's cool technology. So let me just show you real quick what that looks like. So I'll switch back to the number one. So right now, LiveScribe is a, you can see up here, it is a pen. It's not a normal pen, though. It's a pen that actually has a camera in the end. So a very, very small camera that you can barely see, but it records each of your pen strokes. And this is just kind of, it's pretty normal paper, but it's tailored to be used with the pen. So they have both a notebook, they have a larger kind of legal size notepad, and being able to write on this notepad, and what I'll do is go back to their LiveScribe application. You can see all of my notes are there, and you know, if I want to, you know, maybe write something on here like, should work. It's syncing. It usually goes pretty quickly. There we go, here it comes. Very slowly on the Wi-Fi. In a second, you'll have a note from me show up on LiveScribe. And so right now, they just have an iOS and Android application. But the point about it is, it actually shows up and auto-sends to OneNote. And I think it may have just crashed. So let me back in here. Of course, the last demo is always the one that goes awry, right? I was having trouble with it earlier, though. Let's see. Here we go. So now what you can see is I've set up a OneNote connection with the LiveScribe so that it auto-sends to OneNote, and you can decide whether you want to send selected pages as a PDF or as just a PNG file. One thing I will call out is that right now, those notes that you write in LiveScribe go through the app to OneNote. It doesn't go directly to OneNote. And we're trying to work with them to actually create it so it just, you know, cuts out the middleman with the LiveScribe app. But what you can see is that it sends sends those PNGs into OneNote. And so you can see it's sending that journal. If we go done, you can see you can either send a specific page or you can auto-send. And so that means it'll automatically send all the pages in your notebook. And then, so now if we go, this is very risky, but we'll just send this specific page to OneNote. And we'll go back and we'll see in Katie's notebook, sorry, other Katie's notebook, back in here, you can see all my different pages, and I clearly haven't been able to get all of them. It's better on an iPad because it's a little bit bigger, but here you go. Anyone? Okay, now's the time for a little bit of trivia, which I've written in my LiveScribe app, and now within OneNote. Can anyone tell me what year OneNote was launched? Do that. Oh. I don't know who said it first. Okay, this guy got it. We'll get. I got plenty to go around. It's okay. So I'm going to give you those two. There you go. Here's the directions. You want to be able to put that in OneNote, though. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else answer the true or false question? True or false? Sway was created by the same engineer who created OneNote. Someone raise your hand. This guy back here. True. Okay. It is true. Chris Pratley. We'll get you. I have a bunch of these guys. If you take one of these are probably the coolest giveaways you'll ever find because it charges all of your different devices. So I have a bunch for you guys if you promise to use OneNote on all the devices that it charges. Let's see. For whatever reason, there we go. It's back. Okay, two more. So, can anyone tell me what their favorite device to use OneNote on? Surface, is that Surface Pro 3, Surface Pro 2? It's a 2? Okay. Let me give you this. You gotta promise me you'll go get a 3 at some point, though. The Surface folks would love me to say that. Here. Thank you. And actually, here's directions. There you go. And then, let's see. Anyone tell me what their favorite feature in OneNote is? Search? Who said search? Right here. Right here. Okay. Great. These are kind of tied up. Out to you. Please do your evaluations, everyone. I didn't get to that slide, but there you go. And let me just switch back to the PowerPoint. So that was the last one. We'll leave a little bit of time for questions. There's about 7 minutes left. There we go. So here's some resources. If you want, take a picture of this or grab the slide online. That's both OneNote and the OneNote API. If you have feedback, like you want to suggest features or something isn't working, like we had some people who were saying that the Mac app wasn't working yesterday after the update, give us that feedback on the feedback and suggestions on user voice. That's the best way to get it to the team. The team reads that religiously because we've gotten some of our best suggestions from there. Also, follow us on MS OneNote if you are end user. If you're on the developer side, at OneNote Dev is a great one to follow. related content. So I'll make a subtle pitch for my session later today. I'm presenting with the Sway guy. So OneNote and Sway together presenting interactive storytelling. That's at 5 p.m. I know many of you will probably be ready for happy hour or something at that point. But if you want to come and learn more about how all of our different apps work together and help you tell really great stories, come to that session. The Sway one was actually yesterday, but you can catch the recording of that as well. That's about it. Technical network. You can. There's a lot of OneNote folks. There's actually a OneNote fan group on the technical network if you want to check that out. And just get to the last one. Please do complete your evaluation for the session. It helps me. I've presented 2 years now at TechEd. I like to see if I'm getting better or worse, and it's always good to get the feedback. So thank you, everyone, for coming. I'll stick around.